raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The San Antonio Spurs in double overtime took game one of the West Finals at Oklahoma City, 122-115. Victor Wembanyama finished with 41 points and 24 rebounds. Alex Caruso of OKC scored 31 points off the bench. The East Finals start Tuesday with Cleveland at New York. The Pelicans' new head coach is Jamal Mosley, who was just fired by Orlando after 5 years there. In the NHL playoffs to end the second round, Montreal won a Game 7 in overtime at Buffalo, 3-2, eliminating the Sabres after the Canadiens blew an early 2-0 lead. The East Final will start in Raleigh on Thursday. Cardinals quarterback Jacoby Brissett did not attend the start of OTAs. He wants a pay raise. The Padres moved into first in the NL West, beating the Dodgers 1-0 on a first-inning homer. The Angels on a two-run homer in the ninth beat the A's 2-1.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebel City Council to discuss recreational cannabis regulations. Community Foundation San Luis Obispo awards over $400,000 in scholarships. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations in the city of Paso Robles will continue in its next meeting tonight at 6. Cannabis regulations in the city of Paso Robles have changed drastically since 2022. Most recently, staff have been instructed by council to update and expand regulations to be more consistent with state law and whether to allow storefront cannabis establishments in the city. Even if such businesses are not permitted to operate within Paso Robles, California law allows recreational cannabis to be delivered from outside the city. The city council will discuss several issues of import to cannabis tonight, such as a limitation on the number of cannabis retailers. Staff recommends council allow more than three such businesses to operate in the city. Establishing a cannabis regulatory permit, as the existing business license and conditional use permit regulations are not appropriate mechanisms for regulating day-to-day cannabis business operations, according to staff. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Community Foundation San Luis Obispo County, a nonprofit organization created to support local charitable giving, announced that a total of $460,148 in scholarships were awarded to students from across the county. 100 awards were granted to students representing 12 high schools and local colleges, with individual awards reaching up to $20,000. Scholarship recipients included students at Paso Robles, Morro Bay, Nipomo, Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo High Schools, along with Cuesta College and Allen Hancock College. City of San Luis Obispo appoints new permanent fire chief. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. The city of San Luis Obispo announced appointment of a new fire chief. Randy Harris, who has been serving as the interim fire chief since January, will begin serving as fire chief starting June 18th. The city conducted a national recruitment search earlier this year to fill the position, and while strong candidates were identified, none were ultimately appointed as fire chief. Harris started his fire career in 1990 and recently retired from the city of Paso Robles as deputy fire chief after 28 years of service. In a demonstration of true leadership, Randy graciously offered to come out of retirement to serve our community as fire chief in the longer term, said SLO County Fire Manager Whitney McDonald. San Luis Obispo's fire department operates on an $18 million budget, according to the city. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left onto the southbound Highway 101 ramp at San Anselmo Road when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street near the road. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. Tipton pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter and failing to yield the right-of-way. His partial hearing is scheduled for June 8th. KPRL News has received information from the Pioneer Day Committee of this year's Pioneer Day Royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as Queen and Steve Hansen as Marshal. More information will be shared as it becomes available. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 12-2. The Padres shut out the Dodgers 1-0. The Angels over the Athletics 2-1. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 7-6. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Padres. The Giants will go against the Diamondbacks. The Athletics will face the Angels. The Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, two teenage gunmen opened fire at a San Diego mosque yesterday, killing three men and themselves. The search for the suspects began hours before the shooting, when a mother said her teenage suicidal son had run away with her weapons and a vehicle. About 2 hours later, shots rang out at the mosque. A security guard and two others were killed. The two teens were then found dead in a vehicle stopped in the middle of a road nearby. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. The fire that broke out on Santa Rosa Island, about 26 miles off the coast of Santa Barbara, has grown to more than 10,000 acres. The fire has destroyed two uninhabited historical structures and is at 0% containment. Officials say tackling the blaze is tricky due to its remote location and high winds. Cars for Kids ads are being banned in California after a judge ruled the charity violated false advertising and unfair competition laws. The nonprofit claimed to be raising funds for underprivileged, impoverished children, but the court found the donations instead went to paying for teenagers' trips to Israel and a $16.5 million building there. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The idea of growing a specialty crop to sell directly to consumers can mean more margin, but it also creates a new challenge: finding and converting the right customers. Traditional mass marketing can be expensive and ineffective for small operations, which is why Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo says farmers should rethink how they approach advertising altogether.
There's a marketing guy, Seth Godin, and he talks about there's the big wave. So if you want to be in on organic food, now you have to be huge. You have to spend millions of dollars in advertising and marketing and all this stuff. But then he talks about the tail of the wave, and the tail's really long, and you can actually make money appealing to your tribe rather than trying to chase the broader audience. So you want to do narrow casting rather than broadcasting. And you find your tribe and let them do your marketing for you. I love advertising and I would love graphics and I would have loved to have done more, but it never has worked. So we've done it four or five times. So we don't do any Facebook advertising. We don't do Google AdWords. We do nothing.
Sando said that building a loyal customer base has given Rancho Gordo free marketing through positive reviews, online presence, and word of mouth.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it will make available up to $9 million to fund the removal of clinging peach orchards by growers whose long-term contracts with Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and the closure of its cannery in Modesto. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's clinging peaches last year. The funding from USDA will support the removal of up to $420,000 in clinging peach tree, 420,000 clinging peach trees, or approximately 3,000 acres. We're grateful for the swift action taken to protect peach growers, the peach industry, their families, and the rural communities that depend on this industry, Rich Hudgens, president and CEO of the California Canning Peach Association, said in an assessment. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Upper 80s Thursday, low 80s Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, low 80s on Monday, 77 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Pending home sales picked up in April, up 1.4% from March and up 3.2% for the year ending in April. The numbers are better than expected. National Association of Realtors chief economist Dr. Lawrence Yoon says buyers are coming out with cautious optimism despite increasing economic uncertainty and a slight rise in mortgage rates. Stocks are losing ground, though, as interest rates move higher. The 30-year U.S. Treasury yield is up to 5.18%. The highest level in nearly two decades, and for the 10-year Treasury, it's at 4.66%, higher than it's been in more than a year. Amazon says it will end support for Kindles made in 2012 or earlier by tomorrow. It's offering a discount on recent models. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers six wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Yeah, you're out there now. You got get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how
melody sounds. Don't miss Eric Church.
What I've drank in my hand.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Midstate Fair.
Alrighty, it started today. It's the big buying event at Bella Jewel, fine jewelry in downtown Paso Robles. They'll be buying gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, currency, as well as artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So it's going on starting today at Bella Jewel in downtown Paso Robles through the 21st. For more information, you can call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Were it not for this man answering an ad that appeared in a newspaper in 1856, he would have probably missed the history books altogether and not fulfilled his purpose in life. John Torstensen was born in Norway in 1827. At the age of 10, he and his family came to the United States. Americanizing his name, he became John Thompson. At the age of 29, he moved to California, becoming a rancher near Sacramento. He would probably have lived and died in obscurity had he not read an employment ad in the local newspaper. The advertisement was for a mail carrier to traverse the route between Hangtown, later known as Placerville, California, and Carson City, Nevada during the winter. The route was 90 miles one way. The main obstacle was the Sierra Mountains, where it didn't snow in inches, but feet. John made a pair of skis 10 feet long and 4.5 inches wide. The mail was carried in a backpack that weighed, depending on the amount of mail, from 60 to 100 pounds. It took 3 days for a one-way trip. Even though he was traveling through blizzards and snowdrifts and sub-zero temperatures, John didn't wear a jacket and didn't pack a blanket. He didn't even have a weapon and took food that didn't require cooking. It didn't take long for him to pick up the nickname Snowshoe Thompson. Snowshoe did more than just carry the mail. He rescued people and made emergency trips for medications. For recreation, Snowshoe would ski jump. Supposedly, he could fly through the air over 185 feet. For 20 years, Snowshoe faced the worst nature could throw at him and was victorious. But on May 15, 1876, after 4 days of illness, this 49-year-old man of steel died quietly in bed. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Discussions regarding cannabis regulations will continue in the Paso Robles City Council meeting tonight at 6. Council discussed whether to limit the number of cannabis retailers, allow recreational storefronts in the city, and update permits to exist as a cannabis regulatory permit. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. An Atascadero man is facing manslaughter charges after he hit and killed a pedestrian in 2025. On December 1st, 66-year-old Gary Tipton of Atascadero attempted to turn left onto the southbound Highway 101 ramp at San Anselmo Road when he struck a woman attempting to cross the street. 69-year-old Rachel Hoffman died at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, in front of the Senate Appropriations Committee to discuss his increased budget request for the 2027 fiscal year.
This underscores our department's renewed focus on reducing violent crime, combating the fentanyl crisis, strengthening border and immigration enforcement, expanding fraud prevention, and ensuring our law enforcement agencies have the resources they need.
It's his first hearing since taking charge of the Department of Justice. A Kentucky primary race, top priority for President Trump, wants to bounce the incumbent Congressman Thomas Massie from the House. But Massie is pushing back.
He really shouldn't have got involved in this race because I vote with him 90% of the time.
Well, the president is backing former Navy SEAL and former Ed Gowrine. America's listening to Fox News.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
It's movie night this Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Plenty of sunshine on your Tuesday with highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. We'll have a little bit of clouds, but lots of sunshine. Low 90s for Wednesday. Thursday, we'll go back down to the upper 80s, then low 80s on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s for your Memorial Day Monday, 80 and mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:56 a.m., 8:05 p.m., we are at 62. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon on Protecting What Matters, Barry Fisher, he'll have on a couple of folks. First, it'll be Joe Hamm. He's the author of Social Media Matrix, What Happens to the Human Mind When It Cannot Discern Between Facts and Fiction, and the algorithms and a whole bunch of things regarding social media on mental health and emotional health. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Colab's Executive Director, Greg Haskin. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition. Right, Joyce?
You say to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared, and you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter called
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's all up to you. Let's see here. Reagan's nine words you don't want to hear. I'm from the government and I'm here to help. May 9th. My name is Gavin Newsom. I'm your new president. Well, thanks. Thanks. He hasn't announced yet, though, so we don't, you know, we really don't know what's going on there. So, okay, I'm going to throw this out and maybe some people will have a take on this. This is a Chick-fil-A. Now, this one is in Texas, and it's facing a federal lawsuit over allegations that it refused to accommodate an employee's religious beliefs before ultimately firing her. Now, this is, again, according to the plate, the company initially accommodated her request while she worked as a manager overseeing deliveries at a Austin area location. And the arrangement allegedly changed several months later. Now, according to this, back a year or so ago, the defendant was told that it would require her to work on Saturdays, and this is to include the period in which she observes the Sabbath. She met with the company officials to discuss alternatives that would allow her to remain in her management role while continuing to observe her Sabbath. Instead, the company allegedly told her that she would need to accept a lower-level delivery driver position with reduced pay, fewer hours, and diminished benefits if she wanted to avoid Saturday shifts. Now, my understanding that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. Okay, so now this case has sparked some, obviously, attention because, as I mentioned, Chick-fil-A is famously closed on Sunday. And supposedly this was established by its founder way back in 1946. And right now, Chick-fil-A, being smart, doesn't have any comment on this. So, a couple of questions. If you're going to work for a place and you know that they're open at least 6 days, and I'm assuming, and maybe not correctly, that she informed her employees of this because, well, I guess they would, because they did originally make accommodations to her. But, like in many jobs or positions, things change. Things change. So, I don't know if this is a tough one or not, but I would just, this may not be legal. So why would you have hired her in the first place? And now because of her management position, which, you know, the responsibilities and so forth, and, you know, I don't know, you know, if some days are busier than others when it's, you know, more needed to have a manager. I don't know of any experience like that except for one that happened here at KPRL years ago. There was a person who wanted to do production voices. Do commercials. And she came in, and she was fine. She was fine, had a nice voice, very responsible, et cetera, et cetera. But she refused to do an ad or two that had to do with religious institutions. You know, from time to time we have, just religious institutions. They have an event coming up. They have, whether it's Easter or something else, an event coming up, and they buy ads and, you know, air the commercial for them. Well, she refused because she said she was agnostic. And she didn't believe in doing the commercials. So, Chris, what do you do?
Probably either don't give her or give her other work or don't give her work at all.
The latter, because maybe it's a stupid assumption, but if you're going to do something for production work, you better realize that there's a lot of things that can encompass and realize that, you know, do this. And the other part of it is that the people who paid for the broadcast and essentially were also paying her salary, they requested a female voice. Well, at the time, I only had the one female voice. So what am I supposed to do? So I don't know if the due diligence would be then after that to, when you hire anybody, by the way, because you can't ask the question, are you agnostic? Would you be willing to do religious commercials, etc.? Or if you just leave it at, or ask the religious commercials, would I then have to go further and say, by the way, do you consume alcohol? Would you be willing to do a commercial for a liquor store
or are you a vegan? Would you be willing to do a commercial that sells meat or for a barbecue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You don't hire them if you can find that, or you figure out ways to, as I like to say, he gone. Let's see here. It's a clear violation of title whatever. 7, the fired person is suing the franchise owner, not Chick-fil-A. I'm surprised, given that they close on Sundays for religious reasons, that Chick-fil-A Corp hasn't stepped in. By the way, she's not Jewish. She's a member of a Christian church that observes the Sabbath from Friday sunset to Saturday sunset. So she is...
That sounds like Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. I don't know, but again, how...
I only know that because my mom is. That's their Sabbath, is Friday sunset to Saturday sunset.
Okay. All right. So what, I mean, where would you side with this? Now, again, I don't know what the exact combinations were from the beginning with Chick-fil-A. They mentioned something about that, but I don't see where it says specifically what the agreement was. But even with that, as I said, responsibilities and hours can change. And things do pop up where, you know, people may need to be called in and so forth. So, again, I may go back to, well, why did you do that? Why would you, I know that's going to be religious discrimination, but then why would you hire somebody who's going to be not available on what potentially could be some, you know, key things that come up during their course of their responsibilities in management? So I like to follow cases like this to see what eventually happens, or will there just be some money paid out? I know we had, again, this is at the radio station years ago, that a person who changed religions, I'll just say quite a few times during the course of their employment, and it wasn't really a big deal. Except that it had something to do, and I forget exactly now, but it had to do with, I don't know, it was Christmas or something. She didn't believe, oh, no, it was, it was Memorial Day or Veterans Day, I forget which. And so I don't believe in war. Okay, you don't believe in war, but war is reality. There's history there. It's like, you know, I don't believe in spooks. Well, that could be debated or not, but war is there. And so, and I asked her, I said, well, I said, since you don't believe in that, and again, I forget the exact circumstances, but I said, well, the staff has off on Veterans or Memorial Day. I said, would you care to come in and work if you don't, you know, basically give a damn about it? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm entitled to have the day off. Oh. You're willing to take the day off and get paid, but you don't give a damn about it. I thought that was, somewhat typical of some people. Hi, good morning.
The Jules Verne story about around the world in 80 days.
Do I what?
Do you know the plot line in the story of around the world in 80 days?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, what the key point is, and it's just interesting talking about the Sabbath, whether it be Saturday or Sunday, was he went around the world, and he thought he had not made it in time for the bet that he had placed. And then someone pointed out, oh, no, it's the day before, because you crossed the date line, and it's not the day you think it is, because you basically caught up with the sun, or however you want to look at it. And so, anyway, so he rushed down and he won his bet. But the point is, you know, did that happen with religions, where some went one way and some went the other way, and the date line that we use cut the day off, right? I mean, if you go historically through time, people are doing it every 7 days. But if someone says, oh, it's Sunday, and you travel over the dateline and it's Saturday again, then you might wait another day before your Sabbath. So I just wonder if that's where that, you know, schism came from, that some religions do it on a Saturday, and, you know, a Friday sundown to, you know, Saturday sundown, or on a Sunday.
Well, I don't know if it was written in the scriptures, but remember when everything used to be closed on Sundays?
Yeah, some of it. I mean, I do remember traveling at one point, and, you know, not in the South especially, nothing was open on a Sunday.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to think if there was, because my dad was basically raised in schools, even in Fordham Law School was a Jesuit school. And he was pretty up on religion, you know, the rules and so forth. And I somehow remember that there was, maybe there was something, or it was just implied that, look, Sunday, everybody's laying low. You're going to church and nothing much else is going on. I know way back, the baseball wasn't played on Sundays. And it was almost sacrilegious when they started playing games on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Orthodox Jews still, you know, observe that, because it is you don't do work on Sundays, right? That was the day the Lord rested. I'm sorry, on the Sabbath, because they do it on a Saturday, on the Sabbath, because, you know, after 7 days the Lord rested, and to honor, you know, I guess, and worship, you also don't work, and that's where that came from. And I'm sure in all religions that, you know, because that goes back to biblical times.
All right, so if you sign up for a gig and it just so happens that you may have to work every once in a while on whichever day it is, a Saturday or a Sunday, what is your obligation?
If you're religious, it would be to follow your religion. Meaning if you are supposed to, is it up to, I know your point, is it up to the workplace to accommodate you, or is the workplace say, this is the deal, take it or leave it?
Well, respecting a religion, but given what we do here in America, then if we do it for this person, where do we stop?
Well, and obviously there's some historical, but, you know, if I can identify today as a female or tomorrow as a black person, or, you know, or I can identify as, you know, the new tree-born religion that says I can only, you know, work 2 hours a day. it is a question, right? And what is society going to do and to accommodate, and where do you draw the line?
Well, that would be, and you know, the other thing I briefly mentioned is you can't delve into people's, you know, when you're hiring them, you can't delve into a lot of questions anymore.
Right, but you can certainly say your responsibilities are X, and if you can't meet those responsibilities, then don't apply for the job. I mean, because something like UPS, you have to be able to lift, you know, 60 or 70 pounds or whatever it is. You know that going into it, and you can't then go and say, well, now that you hired me, I'm not going to lift that because it's too heavy. Right? Because it's like you knew that going in.
Right.
And if you got a job that says you may need to work Saturdays, and it's like, well, my religion prevents that. It's like, well, you know, I mean, and again, the workplace may accommodate it as best they can, but it's like, oh, well, several people quit, and we really need you to come in, you know, to run the business, and you say no, then I would think they have every right to say, well, then we're going to have to let you go.
Okay, so let's play a little game here. So I am not the religious person when I get hired. And then I convert, or, you know, have my switch, and then I'm rolling along. I'm working on the Saturdays, and then all of a sudden I say, you know what? No, I can't work on the Sabbath. It's my religion now.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do?
I don't know. Because there's been all those cases with the, you know, bake a cake in Colorado and the different things, it's one of those things where what's reasonable, right? That even goes with the Americans with Disabilities Act. I mean, businesses are supposed to make reasonable accommodations, but it doesn't mean you need to, you know, buy all kinds of equipment and, you know, bring heart and lung machines so you can let people at a hospital bed come into your business. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's not reasonable. So it comes down to how do you interpret that? And that's one of the problems with a nation of laws is people might interpret it different ways as to what is reasonable.
Well, I was just thinking about that because when we look at today, what some people think are reasonable, we think is insane.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the person at the other end, in this case, the business, I think they're kind of up against the wall. I would favor the business.
Yeah, well, and that again, it goes back to when the accommodations were being made, who was bending, you know, who was trying to be helpful, and it sounds like it was the business. And then the question is when they stopped being reasonable or trying to schedule that person on a Saturday, what was the reason, right? If it's just like to be vindictive, then it's one thing. If it was like, oh my gosh, we have no way to cover this shift, and you're the manager or whatever. I mean, this is your responsibility. So, yeah, I, and you know, who knows? I mean, there's so many frivolous lawsuits and things that it's impossible to keep track of.
Right. She may be getting a paycheck from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yeah, they just settle and they go away, and yeah. You can't talk about it anymore.
Something like that. So, yeah, that is a it probably doesn't come up that often, though.
No, I mean, again, most people are reasonable, right? I mean, you know, you try to make accommodations and compromise and come to stuff and da-da-da-da-da. It's when you get zealots that are, you know, or ideologues that is like, it has to be my way or you're wrong, and, you know, and I'm willing to kill you for it because I think you're wrong, you know, and that's not a reasonable way to coexist with other humans.
No, it's not. All right, sir, I got one more before we
call
it.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm on the air. Well, I am a minister that I've been in ministry over 50 years, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this Sabbath issue.
Okay.
I was recently in Israel, and it's interesting there because the Muslims take Friday as a Sabbath, the Jews take Saturday as a Sabbath, the Christians take Sunday as a Sabbath, and you can tell what the shop owner is when you're going along because it'll be closed on that specific day. But one of the questions I heard brought up as you were discussing this on the air is, what do you do? You mentioned if a person, it wasn't an issue for them when they got hired, but they become a convert. Well, if they're truly a Christian convert, Jesus clearly said that you can pull your ox out of a ditch if it falls in, or your donkey, you have an emergency, that it's okay for a Christian to work or do something on the Sabbath. Now, as a Christian minister, I worship on Sunday, the first day of the week, in honor of the resurrection of Christ. But those who say the Sabbath is the seventh day, Saturday, that's correct. Anybody who counts to seven knows that. So I try to make that a little different and remember
okay. How
God created the heavens and the earth. Anyway,
all
that's
right.
Just my thought.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. You got a lot more experience than we do, sir. All right, thanks again.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too, bye. Let's see here. In this day in 1910, Earth passes through the tail of Halley's Comet. All right, and there you go. I think most of us have heard of Halley's Comet. What, it comes once every 75 years, something like that.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of San Luis Obispo announced the appointment of a new fire chief, Randy Harris, who has been serving as the interim fire chief since January. The city conducted a national recruitment search earlier this year to fill the position, and while strong candidates were identified, the city says none were ultimately appointed as fire chief. The Pioneer Day Committee has announced this year's royalty. Cheryl Savage has been named as queen and Steve Hansen as marshal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, protecting what matters. First up, Barry will have on Joe Hamm the power of social media on mental and emotional health. And then Greg Haskins, the executive director of CoLab. Enjoy that and enjoy your day. And thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.